FM 90.3 WJTL. That last voice there, Kevin Max, making a guest appearance on Newsboys' God's Not Dead Like a Lion. And before that, DC Talk, Jesus Freak. Of course, that was the band that he was in that most folks know him from. Kevin Max celebrating a birthday today. Good morning at 7:04.
Hey, good morning. We really do love celebrating birthdays here at WJTL. We want to wish you a happy birthday. You can visit WJTL.com to sign up for the birthday announcements. They're sponsored by Stauffer's of Kissel Hill Fresh Foods. You can hear your birthday greeting, and you'll also automatically be entered into our daily drawing for a free birthday gift card from Stauffer's of Kissel Hill.
And this morning, our very special guest, the director of Youth with a Mission, Lancaster, our friend Luke Weaver is here. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Before we get started, two things. One, when we were playing DC Talk, you were like, that was growing up, that was youth group.
Yeah, that's right. High school days, remember that song coming out and it being all the rage, you know?
Yeah.
Very cool. And number two, your mom and Annie's mom were best friends since they were teenagers, and you just said, I remember when the twins were born.
That's right. It was big news. There was twins in the Hoover news. House.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very cool. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, just say hi to all the wonderful friends and family that we get to work with. This is such a great place to work. And yeah, we just appreciate being able to serve in the kingdom here in Lancaster.
And there's so many cool things going on at the Lancaster YWAM. Tell us about it.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, we just feel that the phrase, such a time as this, really came to mind. And mm-hmm. what I wanted to share this morning is that God's doing a unique thing on the face of the earth. And we have the chance like never before to see the Great Commission fulfilled in this generation. And we feel that Lancaster holds a specific piece of that in the heart of God. And so YWAM Lancaster is, you know, plays a part in that, along with many other ministries here in Lancaster. Lancaster's always had a rich missional heritage and history. And we feel like there's a specific purpose that God started Youth with a Mission Lancaster here as one of the largest missions organizations here in this time.
And you guys have been in Lancaster growing since how long?
Had our official dedication in June of 2020.
Yeah.
So kind of officially going for just over a year.
Okay. Yeah,
and
amazing.
It's been wild to see what God's done in a year.
And tell us how you've grown in that year.
Yeah, we've been able to run a couple schools, and we've grown from a small team of about 12 staff. We now have 40 staff that are joining us for this fall, and we're planning on running 3 schools coming up this fall, which we can talk about a little bit more later.
Yeah, and we were talking tents, because we used to have a tent. You guys have a tent that you're doing a lot of your events in.
Right, correct. Yeah, we were able to purchase a large tent because it'll take some time to get our buildings situated to be able to hold larger gatherings. So we do our larger gatherings under the tent. And we're also able to purchase actually a 37-acre farm behind our property.
So
and that's
cool.
What we're currently using for our housing.
Very cool. We're going to talk more about your schools. But if folks want more information about the YWAM Lancaster Training Center, where can they go for info?
Yeah, the best way is to follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can also go to our website, www.ywamlancaster.com, to get more information. You can click on info, send us an email, or give us a call.
Yeah, get involved. Go to ywamlancaster.com, or like Luke said, check them out on Instagram or Facebook. We're going to talk more. We're going to focus on their upcoming fall schools, so stick around for that. John Foreman, Maddie Mullins, and more music on the way next.